Audio tour stop number 22, Rocky Outcrops of Dennis Mountain, Geology and Native American Heritage. You may have noticed as you just climbed Dennis Mountain or any of the other mountains along the trail that there is a lot of rock here. This rock is particularly special for a variety of reasons and has a unique name, rhyolite. Rhyolite forms the tops of all the higher hills in the Juarez. Because of its hardness and density, rhyolite deposits resisted the erosion which cut away so much of the softer volcanic rocks of the area. Geologists call cone-shaped mountains with a hard top of resistant rock protecting the top monadnocks. Pilot Mountain and King's Pinnacle are excellent examples of monadnocks in other regions of North Carolina. Nearly all mountains in the Juarez are monadnocks. The rhyolite on the mountaintops originally occurred as massive chunks and boulders, but the area's Indians reduced most of these to the black, gray, and white silvers of rock found on these mountains today. A large amount of quarrying by Native Americans occurred historically in the Juarez Mountains. The major reason this location was such a hot spot was the large amount of excellent quality rhyolite, the stone used primarily for quarrying that is present there. Rhyolite is an igneous volcanic rock that is easily flaked and shaped, so it was used to make tools such as arrowheads, spear tips, and gardening implements. If rhyolite cools too quickly, crystals can develop in the rock, which makes it less desirable for tool making. Rhyolite is the best material in the southeastern United States for making stone tools, and some of the best rhyolite is here in the Juarez. The first evidence of Indians in the area dates back to 8000 BC, a long time by human standards, but a mere moment in geological time. So as you stand on these ancient hills, take pause and experience the history of the region. Close your eyes and envision what the area would have looked like years ago, when quarrying was still actively occurring. How would the landscape have been different? What would be the same? Enjoy the experience and please respect the area and others who come after you by not removing any rocks or artifacts, so generations to come can also enjoy the opportunity to learn about the history of our region. Information taken from Marl Mountain State Park Management Plan.